Welcome back to the Cinebros podcast. Once again, I have Luke and Ray here with me. Guys, say hello.
What is up, everybody?
And Ray just died, so that's fine.
Oh, you didn't hear me? I thought I didn't. My mic not pick up?
No. No.
I said hi.
Oh, your mic just shut off in horror of that high pitchness.
Eek. Sorry.
Anyway, guys, we have a special episode today. It's going to be kind of a discussion episode. And the topic, Ray, do you want to introduce it?
We're going to be talking about who would ideally be the next James Bond, although it is going to be very hard to do better than Daniel Craig.
Yeah, so can I just ask the question? Do we think that Daniel Craig is the best James Bond?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
No question.
Well, I think Sean Connery is like the classic for a lot of the older generation, but for our generation, it's definitely Daniel Craig. Definitely.
My dad was saying that him and like a lot of guys that he knows around his age grew up watching the Roger Moore James Bond. So that's kind of who he sees as James Bond. I've watched a few of those and they're a little too cheesy for my taste. I'm not a big fan of his. Daniel Craig's definitely my favorite. Like, it's not even close. But Sean Connery's, I mean, he's classic, obviously.
Mm-hmm. We each have one main person that we are going to be talking about in who can play in the next Bond. Luke, I think you have a backup to talk about as well. Who wants to go first with theirs?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So my choice, and I've talked about this at work with Tyler and our other boss, and Tyler thinks it's a good choice. My other boss thinks it's not, but I say Henry Cavill, and I think that Henry Cavill would be good because this is just like his kind of role. If you look at a person like him, he's like built for this kind of role. And at first, me and Tyler didn't know if he had the accent, and Tyler told me he didn't have the accent, so we didn't think it would work. And then he fact-checked it, and he does have the accent, so he definitely could do the role.
Yeah, I did not know that Henry Cavill was British. I thought he was American.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I was not aware of that. I guess I'm like so used to hearing him play Americans that I've never actually heard him play like an English character.
But if you don't know, he has played in a role similar to like a spy role in the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is honestly like a super good movie. It was super low radar. Like, it was in theaters, but not a lot of people went to see it. But it's actually super good, and Henry Cavill is really good in it. And it just makes me think that, you know, him in a Bond role would be pretty cool. He could bring that like a different swagger to the role than Daniel Craig has.
I would also say that his role in the latest Mission Impossible showcased his ability to do that as well. Kind of like
he played like
because he fights in a suit, and you know that's basically James Bond's entire thing.
He plays like a double cross character too, doesn't he, in that movie?
Yeah,
he does. So kind of another spy role.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid choice. I just kind of worry about, you know, Henry Cavill, because he's when an actor becomes like synonymous with a role, especially a role like Superman, I feel like it'll be a little bit hard for me to, you know, not see him as Superman at first, even though he has been a lot of other stuff. And, you know, you mentioned Mission Impossible and he does a good job in that. But I mean, I think that's a pretty good pick. I guess that is my only concern, though, that it would take a little bit for me to not see him as Superman.
See, I don't actually see Henry Cavill as Superman, like not in the way that you're talking about.
I don't like Henry Cavill as Superman personally.
Really?
I thought he did okay.
I don't think it's his fault, but I don't like those movies.
I mean, I don't either, but I think he does a pretty good job in them. I mean.
But I do want to say, I'm not going to have any context behind it, but my second pick probably would have been Luke Evans.
Okay.
Who's Luke Evans?
He's in like he's in the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, he was in the Hobbit movies, and he's one of those guys that like his name might not be that familiar, but if you saw his face, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's
pretty sure he's in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I just looked him up. I know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I could kind of see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke, like what I was saying, I don't think that Henry Cavill is synonymous with Superman for me. Like, I think like his latest thing, The Witcher, like that's more what I think of now he's out of it. And yeah, things like his Mission Impossible.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's fair, I guess. I mean, I guess it's just difference of opinion. I mean, for me, he's pretty synonymous with Superman. He's not like Christopher Reeve or anything, but if I think of him and, you know, roles of his, then that is definitely the one that stands out the most to me. But I mean, I could look past it, though. If the performance is good and he's a good actor. So, I mean, I'm sure it'd be fine. That is pretty good pick, Ray. And I hadn't even thought about that. I haven't even thought about him as James Bond. So that's pretty good choice.
All right. Well, if anyone else would like to go next, the floor is yours.
I'd like to go next because we need to introduce my pick in order to explain why Luke's pick is who it is.
Yes.
So my pick, as well as Luke's first pick, is Richard Madden.
Yep.
I think that, and Ray, you haven't seen Game of Thrones, have you?
No, but I've seen like what this guy looks like.
Yeah. So I think that Richard Madden, first off, he has the look down already, like without even having to like change his personality, like change his appearance at all.
Oh, yeah.
Like put him in a suit, like style his hair and everything. And he looks like, you know, your classic gentlemanly British spy. And I think that his personality could really, really fit the character. Because Robb Stark in Game of Thrones is kind of like, you know, the moody kind of like confident character. And I thought he pulled that off very well. And, you know, seeing some of his works outside of Game of Thrones, like he was in 1917, like albeit for a very
brief. That movie's really good.
Yeah. Do you remember him in that movie, Ray?
I don't remember him in that movie.
He is at the very end. He plays the commander of the guy's brother's unit.
Well, okay. he is the guy's brother, isn't he?
Is he?
The guy that, yeah, I'm pretty sure he is because, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he plays
the guy's brother who died, yeah.
Okay, I thought he was the commander of it. My bad.
No, you're good. You know, he does a good job in that movie, like you were saying. He's only in it for like a minute, but I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good role for him.
Yeah, Luke, what was it about him that made you want him to be Bond?
Well, you know, you pretty much touched on some of it. You know, he's got the look down, very suave, obviously. Obviously a great actor. He's in this show. You know, if you can't really, you know, you think of him in Game of Thrones and stuff like that. If you can't really buy him as like a British government agent, then check out the show called The Bodyguard on Netflix that I heard is really good.
My dad loves that show. Yeah, my dad loves it.
See, I've never seen it, but apparently he's really great in it. He won a Golden Globe for it a couple years ago. So he's obviously, you know, pretty well versed in playing characters like that, like members of the British. I don't know all the names for it, but I feel like he could play a British secret agent pretty well. My main thing with all of my choices is the age of the actor, because I feel like if you're going to reboot James Bond, you know, you want to go a little bit younger. Daniel Craig's great, but, you know, he's 52 right now. And I mean, he's been playing it for years. And when Casino Royale came out, he was like mid 30s. And Richard Madden is like 34, 35, I think, something like that. So
he is 34.
I feel like that's like the perfect. Okay. Yeah. So that is the perfect age for me as far as, you know, I want a younger Bond when you restart the franchise. Maybe some people don't, you know, maybe some people might want to see a little bit older of a James Bond right out of the gate. I don't really, you know, I like Daniel Craig's Bond because we see him from the beginning and we kind of see how he matures with age. So I think if you want to cast somebody who can play him for like years to come, then Richard Madden would be a pretty good choice.
I haven't seen like the first installment of like any James Bond movie. So if either of you have, how do they handle like the transition between a Bond? Like, do they address the previous Bond, or is it just like jettison everything? It's a brand new universe with brand new characters and everything else.
It's not brand new characters. I mean, it's the same characters. You know, you got Bond and you've got M, you know, his superior, and then you've got Miss Moneypenny and all kinds of people like that. But there's different actors playing them, obviously, you know, whenever a Bond actor's, you know, whenever it's rebooted. But there's not really any reference to the previous Bond. It's just these are the people who are playing them now. Let's get this thing on the road.
Yeah, and that's usually how it goes.
And I like it because every time it's been rebooted, it's always been like a different interpretation, because Sean Connery is very suave and sophisticated. And then George Lazenby played him once, but, you know, that was just a one-time thing. So then you got Roger Moore, who, you know, very campy and cartoony and just really silly. And he was like 56 when they made the last movie that he was in, which is bizarre. And then you got Timothy Dalton after that, who was really dark and gritty, and almost too dark and gritty because those movies failed at the box office. And then you got Daniel Craig, who was like the younger, sleek Bond. So it's just kind of neat how, like, you know, it's the same characters, but the different actors kind of allows for each of the movies to have a different tone than the ones from before.
Okay, I got it. But yeah, that's mine. And Luke, I want you to talk about yours before I say one last thing, because I'm going to tie it into it.
Okay, so like Tyler was saying, we talked a little bit before this, Richard Madden was my first choice. But that's okay, because I do like my second choice, and I actually have a third one too. But that's why you have backups, you know, for this reason. So my pick is a little off the wall. And I know Tyler and Ray aren't the biggest fans of this guy, but I think it could work out. So my pick is a guy named Xavier Samuel, and I'm sure hardly none of our listeners know who that is. He's very big over in Australia, where he's from. And yes, he's Australian, so if he was cast as Bond, then he would be the first non-British actor to play James Bond. And it sounds really weird on paper, but he's shown a lot of interest in the role, and I've seen a lot of fan support for him to be cast in this role in the past. He's 36, he'll be 37 in December, so a little older than Richard Madden, but I still think he's got some similar qualities to Richard Madden. He's not nearly as good-looking or suave as Richard Madden, but to me, I would cast Xavier Samuel if you wanted to go with like a Timothy Dalton type, because if you go back, Timothy Dalton, you know, not the best-looking guy in the world. You know, if you looked at him, you would not originally think, oh yeah, that's a James Bond actor. I would have not thought that anyway. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but Timothy Dalton's movies kind of subverted what the Bond franchise had become. When Roger Moore did James Bond, it was super campy and ridiculous and over the top, and nobody took it seriously. Timothy Dalton, you got this guy who comes in who just looks gritty, and all of his films were dark and intense. And I think if you want to go with a very dark and intense and, you know, just super brutal. They're obviously never going to do a rated R Bond, because these movies make all kinds of money. So why would you do that? Obviously, not as many people would be able to see them if they were rated R. But I really like Xavier Samuel if you want to go for like a gritty, not your typical suave looking James Bond. But that's just me, though. Of course, he's not my first choice, but I do like him in the role. Tyler, I know that you aren't the biggest fan of his.
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't mind like a gritty, hardcore Bond rated R movie. I'd think it was cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But like Luke said, it wouldn't make nearly as much money.
Yeah, true.
So, Luke, I have three big problems with that guy.
Okay.
The first, I think he's ugly, and that doesn't fit with the James Bond look.
I agree with you there.
Second, he is way too thin. Like, he doesn't have any muscle at all. He's very thin. He would need to bulk up a lot. And then the third thing is he's not British, which is, I think, the big thing with playing James Bond, you know, like the penultimate like British character.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Those are three pretty important factors, but honestly, he can take accent classes, he can bulk up. The only problem really is the ugly thing. And some people might not even think he's ugly.
Yeah, like, ugly might be too strong of a word, but I don't think he has, like, the looks of someone like Richard Madden or Henry Cavill, for example.
True. Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
But, Luke, who was your second pick? Because I liked this one better.
My second pick is pretty interesting. So, obviously, everybody listening who is a James Bond fan, there's been talks about Idris Elba doing it for years, which I wouldn't be a fan of it now. And of course, he's came out and said he doesn't want to do it now, but because he's too old, he thinks he's too old, which I agree. He's, you know, pushing 50. I think James Bond, when you start out a James Bond actor in the franchise, I think he needs to be a little bit younger. But Idris Elba would have been cool. And I like the fact that, you know, James Bond doesn't have to be a white guy. I think that's really neat. I think that's really cool that they even, you know, considered that idea. So my second pick is my choice for a diverse Bond. So I've got a guy named Henry Golding, who his name might not sound that familiar, but he's been in quite a bit of things over the past couple of years. So he's the young, first off, he's British. His family, his parents are immigrants from Malaysia. So he has citizenship in Britain and Malaysia, but he is British. So that fits in there. And in every movie I've seen him in, he has a British accent. So I think he would do a very good job in the part. Unlike Xavier Samuel, like they were saying, he is a good looking guy. Very suave. You can tell by looking at him that he has that James Bond type of look and feel about him. And I do also, his age is a factor. Again, I like a younger James Bond when you're starting out. And he's just 33 years old, which I think he looks a little bit older than that, but he's just 33. So there you go. You've got several years that he could play the character. And one of my favorite things about him is this would give him a chance to kind of flex his action movie, action thriller muscles, because he's most known for being in Crazy Rich Asians, which I haven't seen, but I've heard obviously really good. I've heard a lot of people talk about it, which is a romantic comedy. So knowing him from that movie, at first you might not think he'd be the ideal pick for James Bond, but he's also in a movie called The Gentlemen, which is a Guy Ritchie film that came out like in January of 2020. Did either of you guys see that?
I saw the trailer for it. I wanted to go see it. Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. And he plays one of the main villains in the movie, kind of like a British mobster type. And even though he's playing a villain, he still came off as really suave and sophisticated. I think his performance in The Gentleman sold me on him for that. So I think if you were going to kind of go for a diverse James Bond, I think that would probably be my first pick now. Of course, it would have been Idris Elba years ago, but of course, I do think he's a little too old now. But yeah, that is my second pick.
All right, I want you guys to just grab your phones, and I want you to Google Henry Golding 2019 Time 100 Next List, because
that
is like, now just imagine that picture on a James Bond poster.
That would look kind of good.
Yep. See, there you go.
Like,
that looks like classic sleek Bond right there.
That's what I'm talking. Like, Luke, I'm not gonna lie. I think you may have nailed it there. I think he's my favorite now.
Really?
I would like to see that. Honestly, I really would. I would like
to move him ahead of Xavier Samuel on my list. but yeah, no, I like him a lot for that role. I think it'd be good.
Yeah. The last thing I want to talk about. Was like you all mentioned Idris Elba, right? And he would have been my top pick, but you guys said that he said he wasn't going to do it, which I think is a shame. I would have liked to have seen him just for one or two movies as like a transitional period from Daniel Craig. I just think that he would have been so good at it, and I'm kind of sad that
he's a really, really good actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, man, that's it, honestly.
I don't think I have much further to add.
I will say that I think Henry Golding would be awesome. Unfortunately, I don't think that, you know, they would go that route just because, I mean, I don't know if they're willing to, you know, they were willing to go for Idris Elba, but I don't know if they'd be willing to go for him just because I just don't know how, you know, I would be totally cool with it. Actually, he's probably my top choice to play James Bond right now, actually. Henry Golding is, but I just don't know if the producers kind of have the guts to do it, if I'm being honest with you. But I think they should, because I think it'd pay off.
Yeah, I think you know, obviously I'm always in favor that it should just go to the best person available, but
right.
I think it's kind of time to have a diverse Bond, that someone that's not a white guy.
And I do
that's,
too.
That's why I really liked Idris Elba, because obviously he isn't white. And everyone was like really like embracing of that idea. So I think maybe we're ready for that.
I'm definitely ready for it. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, same. Does anyone have anything else to say on the topic of the next Bond?
I just want to add, guys, what is your all's favorite James Bond movie?
Skyfall.
Casino Royale, easily.
See, Skyfall is really high up there for me, but it's, yeah, I agree with Ray. It's got to be Casino Royale.
Which haven't Tyler, seen it.
You've seen it. What?
Nope.
Oh, my. You have to watch it.
I know. I have to.
I haven't watched a single Sean Connery James Bond. He's the only one that I haven't seen.
I haven't either. I watched Goldfinger, the Pierce Brosnan one. It's not called Goldfinger. What's it called?
Goldeneye,
yeah.
Goldeneye's really good. I like it.
Yeah, that's the one that I like that one a lot.
His other Bond movies after that are not too good, but he started off really well, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we're going to go to a sponsor break real quick, and then we will close it off when we come back. We will see. And we are back. We hope you enjoyed this shorter episode today. Yeah, the goal for these tangent episodes was always to be shorter than our main episodes. And if you can tell by looking through our episode list, that has never been the case. And we're really trying to move toward that direction. So we hope you've enjoyed this shorter episode. Expect to see more of these in the future. Luke, do you have anything else to say before we go?
Not much. Thank you all for listening. Be on the lookout for more podcast episodes, of course, on Fridays, and for new 5-minute movie reviews on the Cinema Bros YouTube channel coming out at Mondays at midnight. My newest one is The Devil All the Time. I'm really proud of this review, so go check it out, guys. Thanks for listening.
We will see you.